Johnson Wax Program. Good evening, everyone. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Marion and Jim as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show with Celebratin'. Take it, Ted. Would you like to have a free can of Johnson's Auto Wax so you can make your car sparkle like new? Well, let me tell you how you can get one. This is the 50th anniversary year of S.C. Johnson & Son. And to help celebrate the occasion, they are making an unusually generous free offer to car owners. Your dealer now has on display a special anniversary package which contains a full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax and a regular pint-sized can of Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish. You get the can of Auto Wax free when you buy the cleaner, and you pay only 59 cents, less than the regular price of the cleaner alone. See your auto supply dealer, service station, or regular wax dealer without delay. The supply of these free gift packages is strictly limited, and they're selling fast. Be sure you get your full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax free. Well, having tried just about everything else, our two friends have now talked themselves into trying to run the Wistful Vista newspaper, the Bugle Gazette. Listen to the roar of the mighty presses. My mistake. They've just put the paper to bed. But let's go into the editorial rooms where they're getting the next issue ready. Copy boys are rushing about and, well, you know the old newspaper adage. When a man bites a dog, that's news. But when a man and a maid bite off more than they can chew, that's Fibber McGee and Molly.
Why does everybody around this place keep hollering copy?
That's just embarrassment, Molly. They see me watching them, so they start hollering to show me they're on the job.
Oh, yeah.
Say, here's a cute little item, Molly.
What's it say?
Little Willie Toops, who got situated when he sat down in the sprinkler.
Wait a minute, McGee.
Huh?
Willie Toops got what when he sat in the sprinkler?
Situated.
You mean saturated.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, saturated means all wet. Situated means in a certain place.
Well... Listen to this one, Molly, from the gossip column. It says, the Joe Lewises expect visit from Mr. Stork. Kind of a cute item, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How'll I headline that?
Oh, that's easy.
How?
Joe Lewis lays down the leather and picks up the kid.
As I was going to tell you a while ago, Molly, when you run a newspaper like this one, you got to keep... Get it, Molly, will you?
Okay. Hello? Managing editor's desk. Yes? Oh, it's the movie editor, McGee. Hello, what's the matter? Oh, I see. Yes. Well, I'll tell him and he'll call you back later. All right.
What do you want?
Well, he says the manager of the Bijou Theater is worried that people will be afraid to come to his show.
Why?
Well, he's running the garden murder case, lady killer, bullets and ballots, and the Lewis Schmellen fight picture. Murder, killing, shooting, and fighting.
Call him back and tell him to add the country doctor.
Come in, Mr. Boy.
Now, McGee, will you please tell me what you were going to say?
I was going to say, when you're running a newspaper like this, you always...
Excuse me, Chief.
What's the matter, son?
I want to run this heading about Ethiopia.
In italics. You see, Molly? You got to know what's good news. Now you take...
Take Johnson's Auto Wax. It protects your car finish from the hot summer sun.
That ain't good news value. Everybody knows that. Now, for instance, Harpo, where would you put this news about the Olympics?
Why, on the sport page.
Fine. Now, suppose I was to be seen on the beach at Atlantic City wearing one of them cellophane bathing suits. What would that be?
A comic strip.
Come in. Come in.
Hello there, little girl.
Oh, hi there, sis. What's on your mind? Now, remember, this is our busy day.
Well, gee, it's my busy day, too, I betcha.
Oh, sis, eh? Cute, ain't you, Molly? Well, what'd you want, sis?
A dog. A dog with a black tail, and he won't bite anybody, and he can swim dandy, and his name is Poochie.
Oh, I see. Now, we'll put him in the lost and found.
Hmm?
I says we'll put him in the lost and found column.
He ain't found. I bet you he's just lost.
I know, but we put it in the lost and found regardless.
Why?
Well, Dad read it so people know where to look if they find him.
If they find him, they don't have to look. He's right there, I bet you.
Now, listen. Suppose you lose a dog.
Suppose nothing, I did.
I know, but this is just hypothetical.
No, it's Snaredale.
You lost him. We put it in the paper. And if your dog shows up, you get him back.
Well, Poochie can't read, I betcha.
Rabbit, he don't have to read. Somebody that finds him can read, can't they?
Who?
Whoever finds him.
Where do they live?
Rabbit, how should I know where do they live? Now, you run along and we'll see that you get your dog back.
Okay.
Well, what's you waiting for?
Well, gee, mister. I was just thinking, maybe if some other little girl finds him, and if she gets to love him, and wants to keep him, maybe you can find me a pony. Thank you.
Oh, yes, we got to have a flash for the feature page. What pictures you got?
Well, now, here's a snow scene with skiing.
Nope, that's a downhill business.
Oh. There's one of Queen Marie's gowns with a train.
Nope, need two pages for that.
Well, there's a small hotel with Perry Como.
Who's the manager?
Ted Ween.
Okay, run that. And don't forget the do bill.
Together, looking through the window, you can see a distant steeple. Now this kind of people, but who wants people? When the steeple bell says goodnight, sleep well, we'll pack the small hotel together.
Now to the editorial rooms of the Wistful Vista Bugle Gazette, where Fibber McGee and Molly are giving a more or less successful imitation of editors.
McGee, they're on the phone from the composing room and want to know what they're to set on the weather.
Oh, yes. The weather. Yes. We've got to have some weather. Where did I put that report from the Weather Bureau?
Oh, okay.
What's it say?
It says, clear today and tomorrow unless showers arrive.
Yes.
No wind unless heavy breeze from southeast or northwest. Cloudy unless clear weather prevails. Cooler tonight if light rain falls, but no rain expected until tomorrow, which will be clear unless storms are indicated.
Well, that's just dandy.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, composing room. Just say, consult your bunions.
That's fine.
Oh, here's a real sweet letter from a subscriber, McGee.
Huh?
It's telling about the fox at the zoo being the proud father of quadruplets.
Oh, yeah.
Where'll we print it?
Fox Pop.
Oh, heavenly days. Here comes Silly Watson. Hello, Silly.
Hi there, Sil.
Hi, ma'am. How is you, boss?
Just what are your particular journalistic functions, Sil?
What?
She means, what do you do around here, Silly?
Oh, I'm a copy boy, ma'am.
Oh, copy boy. Kind of a carbon copy boy, eh?
No, sir.
No?
No, sir. Carbon copies is all alike, please, sir. I is unique. That's a joke, Miss McGee.
Well, just what are you doing, Silly? Specifically.
Specific? Yes, ma'am. Well, I just help around here and there, mostly there. Yesterday, I carried cameras for the photographers, ma'am. They were taking pictures down at the beach.
Oh, they get some nice exposure still?
McGee.
I nearly got fired on account of them boys, too, I did.
How's that, Silly?
Well, what I'm saying, say, listen, boy, you run back and get some more plates.
Well, didn't you obey orders?
Yes, ma'am, I thought I did, anyhow. I run out, I got some plates and cups and saucers and ketchup even. I thought they were going to have a beach party.
Well, that was quite a mistake, Phil.
Well, what they do when you brung the wrong kind of plates? Did they have a fit?
No, ma'am. He had a beach party.
Well, excuse me, boss, please. Excuse me, ma'am. They're hollering for me over here.
Okay, sir. Easy, Molly. Here comes the guy that owns the paper. Hi there, Mr. Boomer. Mr. Boomer, this here's my wife, Molly. Molly, Mr. Boomer, the owner.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Yes, my little paragrafter. Yes. How are you getting along on the job?
Well, Mr. Boomer,
As I thought, not so good.
Yes, but...
No buts, please. I don't allow smoking in my editorial offices, and where there's no smoking, there's no buts. Yes. I mean, no. Now, there's another thing I wanted to speak about, McCoy.
McGee.
My boy.
Yes, but Mr. Boomer, we...
Quiet, my little sob sister, quiet. I just wanted to say that my wife is giving a ball tonight, and she'll expect 4 pages with photographs.
Mm.
Yes, you better make it 5 and 3 colors.
Mm, okay.
Let me see now, 5 pages, 3 colors. Better put a bold face on her. Short deer. Yes, you better put a head on it, too. Yes. Now, take care of that, my little paste pots. And another thing, don't send any more telegrams about fire horses. Your expenses are haywire now.
Now, let's see. What was the... Who's the auto editor, Molly?
Mr. Wilcox.
Get him in here, will you?
Press the 3rd buzzer.
You want something, Chief?
Real prompt, ain't it? Say, Harpo.
Yes?
Where's them pictures I wanted at the auto races?
Right here. Beautiful, aren't they?
Yes, but... Oh, look, there's no pictures of the winners crossing the finish line.
I know it. You see, the 3 leading cars were polished with Johnson's Auto Wax, and the finish was so bright it spoiled the pictures. And after I'd planned it all so well.
I see. You're kind of a flash in the plan. Oh. Who's that fellow with you, Harpo?
Oh, excuse me. Why, this is my brother. My twin brother, Barlow.
Oh, Harlow and Barlow.
Yeah. Barlow, this is Fibber McGee and Molly.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Hi, bud.
Hello. You been managing this newspaper long, Mr. McGee?
No. No, we just got a one-script contract. Which one of you fellas is the oldest?
Well, I'm the oldest. Isn't that right, Barlow? Yes, Harlow, that's right. You're 3 minutes older than I. Yes, that's what I thought.
Well, you certainly look alike.
Yes, people. People hardly know which is which, do they, Barlow? No, no, Harlow, they don't. You see?
No.
You see, Fibber, Barlow is going to take my place while
while you're on your vacation.
While I'm on my vacation, Barlow's going to take my place. Aren't you, Barlow? Yes, Harlow. Yes, and it won't be hard to do. Now, wait a minute. Please, Barlow, more respect. Remember, I'm 3 minutes older. Excuse me, Harlow. Don't mention it, Barlow. Well, so long, Chief.
Goodbye, boys.
Good day to you.
Nice boys, ain't he, Molly?
Yeah, he's a fine chap, both of them. Say, McGee. Now, here's some publicity on this Gus Groner, the wrestler.
Well, what's it say?
Well, it says, Gus Groner, the Goliath of Grunt, has a surprise to spring on his public tonight in his bout at the Wistful Vista Stadium with Toppler Tinjaw, the Titan of the Toehold.
Oh, old Gus Groner, eh? Shucks, that palooka has took more falls than the French cabinet. What's he got, a new hold?
No, he's got a new expression. Oh. He's been rehearsing a new expression of agony for 3 weeks in secret training.
Where does he train?
In the Hall of Mirrors at Coney Island.
Okay, we'll use it. That's what wrestling needs, Molly.
What?
New faces.
Oh. Now about the financial page, McGee. Where did you put this?
Easy, Molly, easy, Molly. Here comes the boss, old Fooey Puss again. Hi, boss.
Yes, yes, my little subhand. I've told you before about these expense accounts. You've been okaying everything. I won't stand for it. I don't mind $25 for checking a hat or renting an airplane to go home to lunch.
Well,
but when my reporters charter the Queen Mary to watch the Harvard boat races, it's time to call a halt. Yeah. I believe I will call a halt. Halt! Yes, yes, now I feel better.
Come in. Oh, hi there, Ted. Molly, this is Teddy Bear Weems, our cub reporter.
Hello, Ted.
Oh, don't call me Ted, Molly. You've known me too long for that. Just call me Mr. Weems.
Oh, thank you.
That's all right. I hate formality.
What's on your mind, Ted?
May I use your telegraph instrument a minute?
Why, certainly, Ted. Mr. Weems.
Thanks.
Who are you wiring, Ted?
Parker Gibbs.
Where is he?
Sing, sing. Listen.
I miss you tonight, stop. I wish I could kiss you tonight, stop. Want to let you know just how I am, so I'm sending you this telegram. The weather is rainy and cold, stop. The next house to our house was sold, stop. Lovely neighbors moved in, by the way. came around to borrow eggs today. Here's some news that's really news. Mr. Brown became a pop. Don't forget to wire and say, congratulations, stop. My darling, there's so much to write, stop. A letter will follow tonight, stop. Wonder if you're lonely as I am. Now I've got to close this telegram. I love you, stop. Mean it, stop. Phone me, stop. Write me, stop. But don't stop loving me.
Let me remind you again about Johnson's free gift offer to car owners. And let me say first that the can of Johnson's Auto Wax is given free. And it's a full-size can, not a sample. You get this can of Johnson's Auto Wax free with one pint of Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish. Both products in an attractive anniversary package which costs you the small sum of 59 cents, less than the regular price of the cleaner alone. Your dealer is now displaying these free gift packages. And I'd suggest that you hurry up and get one before they're gone. Dealers tell me they're selling fast, and I know the supply is strictly limited. With the two products in this 50th anniversary package, you can make your car look like new and stay that way, no matter how dull and dingy it might be now. And whether your car is old or new, it should be waxed. You'll not only save the finish of your car, you'll save money on car washing and increase trade-in value. Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish, you remember, cleans and polishes the finish of your car in one operation with a minimum of work and without injury to the finish. It's a creamy liquid, easy to apply. Johnson's Auto Wax is the easy, safe way to protect the finish against weather, road dirt, and the destructive ultraviolet rays of the sun. A car that is Johnson waxed is always new looking. Get your free can of Johnson's Wax right away. Now, back to the editorial rooms of the Wistful Vista Bugle Gazette, where, during Fibber's temporary absence, Molly is talking to one of the new reporters.
Did you get that interview with the mayor's wife, Mr.,
My name is Toots. Mort Toots.
Well, did you get it?
No, I didn't. You sure sent me on a wild goose chase that time.
You mean she wasn't there?
No, she just left. She ran away with the chauffeur.
The mayor's wife ran away with the chauffeur, so you didn't get any story.
That's the idea.
Well, what did the mayor have to say about it? Did you talk to him?
No, I couldn't. They shot him.
What?
Oh, well, you can't always get the break.
Well, didn't their neighbors have any reports to make?
I'll say they didn't. They wouldn't come out on account of the lion.
Lion? What lion?
The one that got away from the circus. He already had two cooks and a gardener.
Heavenly day.
Oh, boy. Well, maybe I can get a story when they catch the dame. Can I go home now, ma'am?
I think you better. Well, thank you for trying anyway.
Oh, that's okay, ma'am. Oh, boy, was this a wasted day.
Well, now, I never saw such a fella in all... McGee!
Huh? What's the matter, Molly?
How about this want ad, McGee?
Huh? Let's see it.
Here it is. Read it.
4 jars cold cream for chapped lips will swap for piccolo lessons or what have you. Elmo Tanner.
And here's one. Not responsible for debt contracted for by anyone but myself. Hmm.
Where'd that come from? Finland?
And here's one, folks. Personal. Pete W. Don't call for me again in that dull, dingy car. Neighbors talking. Use Johnson's Auto Wax. Love, Jesse.
And here's one. Will the woman who witnessed murder in editorial office July 13th please write Fibber McGee?
All right, all right. I can take a hint.
Now, let's see, Mom. What is... Hey, what's the idea of busting in here without being... Oh, it's Aunt Lulu. Molly, this here's Aunt Lulu Lovebird, editor of our Busted Hearts department.
How you doing, baby?
My wife, Molly, Lulu.
How do you do, I'm sure.
I got some letters for you this edition, Lou.
Shoot, Skippy, let's hear them.
Well, the first one says, Dear Aunt Lulu, I love my girl very much, but I'm afraid she's too much of a homebody for me. I like to bat around to nightclubs and make hachi and hoopsha. What shall I do? Signed, rah, rah, rah. How'd you answer that, Lou?
Dee, rah, rah, rah. I get through work about 9 o'clock. Call for me. I know a swell joint on 14th and Oak Street. Lulu, no cover charge, Lovebird.
Fine. Now, here's one, Lou. Dear Miss Lovebird, what is your description of the ideal man? What should he look like and how much should he be worth? Signed, Anxious.
Dear Anxious, my ideal man's got $1 million and who cares what he looks like?
Well, here's just one more now. Dear Aunt Lulu Lovebird, I am a pretty Norwegian girl of 16, and every time my boyfriend Olaf calls, my little brother Knut keeps hanging around. What shall I do? Signed, Desperate Hilda.
Dear Desperate Hilda, I'd take the little so-and-so out in the backyard and angst pay his aunt pay. In these modern days, dearie, every girl must paddle her own canoe. Thank you, Dave.
Oh, Dad Reddit, here comes old Bottlebitch again. Hi there, boss. How's everything?
Terrible, terrible. You've messed up the front page. You've got the baseball scores mixed up with the Treasury report. You ran a picture of Shirley Temple with a caption, Passes 97th Birthday Quietly. And under Rockefeller's picture, you said, Spends Happy Day Skipping Rope. Yes, yes.
Yeah, but listen here, everybody makes mistakes.
Not so, not so. In the newspaper business, my little flash bulb, we can't afford to make mistakes. Yes, yes.
Didn't you ever make any mistakes, Mr. Boomer?
Yes, I did. When I hired you two pulp destroyers.
Oh, yeah?
You may consider yourselves fired.
Fired?
Oh, yes, and you can make it retroactive. Yes,
did you
yes.
hear that, McGee? We're quiet.
Just a minute, Molly. Before we leave, Boomer, I got one more story to finish. It's a scoop, too.
Is that so? Something of international importance?
No, this is a local story. It goes managing editor, socks newspaper owner with cuspidor.
Well, well, when did that happen?
Right now.
And now let me say a word to the ladies for a minute about wax. Most of you know what Johnson's Wax does to protect and beautify your home. This special Johnson's Auto Wax will do the same thing for your car. So see that somebody in your family gets a free can of this Auto Wax, even if you have to go out and get it yourself. Wax, you know, is used by nature to protect all flowers and fruits. In fact, that's where they first got the idea of protecting floors, furniture, and woodwork with wax. Johnson's Wax seals the pores of wood, protects the finishes, and brings out its beauty. And besides the great beauty that Johnson's Wax brings into your home, it saves you many, many hours of housework. Wax your lampshades, windowsills, leather goods, picture frames, paintings, pantry shelves, and, of course, your floors, furniture, and woodwork with genuine Johnson's Wax. And may we add a note of caution? Don't accept substitutes.
Right here's where we ought to have a swell gag.
Such as what?
Oh, something topical. Something about the heat wave.
Well, there's one thing about a gag on this hot weather.
What's that?
It ain't funny, McGee.
Good night.
Good night, all.
The selection There's a Small Hotel is from the production On Your Toes. Paula Wilcox speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.